Welcome to episode 58 of Shane Talks. Happy New Year! It's 2022. This is our first episode of 2022. We're looking at episode 58. As always, I'm joined by Jason L. Mayer, the greatest co-host in the history of podcasting. Oh, and I forgot to say, like, did you hear that intro music that was a part of that 18-second video intro that we've got going on? Because this is my favorite. Michael Scott Winters wrote some badass music for us. And as of right now, I'm using it for the Shane Talks 99 podcast intro also, but hoping to make something different with that. Jason, how you doing, man? How's the new year treating you thus far?
The same.
Okay. I was wondering if I was going to get an answer at all.
Yeah, like, I got nothing, man. There's just, it's just the same. Same old, same old.
All right.
Well, that's bad. I'm not saying that's bad. It's just nothing new and exciting. Just chugging along.
We'll get to some exciting stuff, hopefully, in the rest of this podcast. But we want to start the new year, 2022, with some resolutions for the podcast. Resolutions for what we want from our content this year. And the first thing we're going to try to do, we're going to try to do 60-minute episodes.
Let's go.
Which means we'll probably actually do a lot of 90-minute episodes because we just can't stick to 60 minutes. We just talk too much. But 90-minute episodes, we're going to try to avoid any three-hour episodes like we have in the past. What's that look for? What do you want to say?
There's this magical thing called editing that if we wanted to, we could just make it magically happen.
Okay, but I believe we've had the conversation before that I like this sounding like an actual conversation and not something that I pick and choose. What we put out there, like I want it to be a conversation of what we actually talk about and not an edited version. I used to edit out the drunk, stupid shit that I used to say, but we don't have to worry about that anymore. I just want a conversation that's fluid and flows about what we're talking about. I just happen to ramble and babble a lot. So our second resolution for this year, we are no longer going to do episodes about an actor's chronological career. I feel like you probably agree with that, right? Like, that's a pretty boring thing to do, to sit down, go through an entire actor's career chronologically, start to finish. I'm not saying we won't do episodes specific to a certain actor, but we'll figure out better ways than just going year by year what they did in order. We'll find the most popular stuff or our favorite things or figure out a better way to go about looking at an actor's career when we do an episode about an actor. You down for that? You like that?
I like it.
You like it? Okay.
I got some ideas for you on that.
Oh, cool. Well, I can look forward to hearing them. Are they like, we'll go in a spiral circle of their career? Or are we going to play the old movie game where we go from one actor to another actor in their movies? No. Okay. All right. Cool. Third, we have some really talented friends between the two of us. We have a lot of friends who are involved in a lot of different things in the arts and entertainment community. I think we need to get some of them on as guests and make episodes about them and the things that they're involved in, getting some history of them and the things that they've done that have led up to, I don't know if they're doing a film production or if they're doing a stage production or if they have a band that's, you know, making, you know, having a show or a showcase or anything soon, like let them talk about them, you know, and not necessarily just do all, you know, talking about movies and stuff like that. How you feel?
Love it.
Love it. All right. Cool. All right. Fourth is you, brother. I want you to have some more Jason Talks episodes, episodes where I just come in, I say what's up, and I peace out, and you take over, and you bring in some of the people that you know, last time you guys talked about musicals, either bring in three new people to talk about musicals again, or bring in three new people to talk about something else. I'm assuming you got some ideas for more Jason Talks episodes.
I can come up with some stuff.
Okay, I want to give you...
I mean, there might be some episodes where people just don't want to listen to it, though, so...
What? I mean,
we could do a Patriots episode, right? Like, I'm sure that would hit. Oh.
Ooh. I don't see that one going over so well. I don't think a lot of people would listen to that. I mean, I guess you
not
do have
our group of friends, that's for sure.
Yeah. I guess you do have a lot of family, though, that would probably be more the demographic for those for an episode like that.
Yeah.
All right. And then last but not least, I have started a new mini podcast. It's called Shane Talks 99. We on here always, you know, I always bring up all the stuff from 1999 that I love. We've done multiple episodes about various different things of 1999. So far, I've recorded the first two episodes of Shane Talks 99. Why are you shaking your head, bro? They're like 20 minutes long. They're like super short.
Nope. I love the idea, Shane. I saw one of the titles that you have listed.
Oh, really?
And it just brings back funny, silly, stupid memories. So
gotcha. Okay, yeah. So episode one, one of the better episodes, because episode two is kind of garbage. Week two in 1999 released two really not so great movies. But week one, episode one, that comes out the day after this episode on January 15th, In Dreams, At First Sight, Virus, and I think you're happy about Varsity Blues being on that list of that day.
Absolutely. Love Varsity Blues. One of my favorite movies of that year, probably. Yeah. Not only that, but what I was chuckling about was V-Ruth. Virus.
Virus. Gotcha.
We saw it with our friend Manuel. My brother David and I saw it with Manuel. And we actually had to pay or go somewhere else because it wasn't showing at Clearwater. Or maybe we just didn't want to go to Clearwater because we had the opportunity to go somewhere else.
That but, had to have been. I'm pretty sure I remember seeing it at Clearwater.
We saw it on 96th Street. Okay. And I just remember, like, we always made fun of that movie because it's god awful.
It is. It's pretty bad. And I kind of had a.
Go ahead. Apparently, the Spanish pronunciation for it was virus.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, yeah, Manuel used to run around going virus. And so it always became a thing for us.
Yeah. So every week, like this week, we had those four movies to talk about. I kind of breezed through the first three of them and then give a lot of the episode to talking about Varsity Blues, because the whole point of the episode of the mini series is for me to just kind of try to explain why I love 1999 so much, like what movies came out that year that, you know, most of it's going to be age appropriate stuff. Like episode three is She's All That. Like that's the next one that I have to record. And that's the only movie that came out on January 29th of that year. So I get to do the whole like 15 to 20 minutes just talking about She's All That, which is a movie I absolutely love because I was age appropriate for it. And it has Paul Walker in it. So, I mean, whatever. He had two movies that January. Yeah. So that's another thing that it's one of my resolutions for this year. It's just to give me the chance to talk about these movies from 1999. And I got to tell you, here's the one thing that after recording two episodes, I miss you. I miss you a lot because I literally just have to talk and I'm talking a lot. And then I get thirsty and usually I take a drink when like you are interjecting things. But then I'm realizing that I've got a lot of dead air time when I'm like, oh my God, I'm parched. I need a drink.
Cut it out.
Maybe that will be a good editing idea. So anyway, that's our five resolutions that I came up with for us for this year. Do you have anything else you think you'd want to add to that?
No, I think it's a solid list for our podcast here. So
kind of try to make a little bit better content. I mean, obviously it's always fun getting together with you and chatting and like, you know, that's what we used to do when we worked together, is we'd just spend hours talking about movies and what we've seen and what we just saw and stuff like that, which is where this whole podcast was born from. But I feel like after a year and a half of that, some of these ideas, you know, we can make some better content to come out for 2022, kind of change it up a little bit, but still, you know, we'll have Jason Richardson on, we'll get Troy on here to do stuff. Someday I'm going to follow through with this trivia episode that I want to do because I've got all the trivia questions written out. It's just a big scheduling, you know, fiasco with getting five of us together working out schedules. But yeah, so really hoping we can like step up our game on 2022. Oh, I do have another thing that's not on our script for tonight to bring up to you and anybody else. If you go to your internet browser, whatever your favorite internet browser is, and you type the word shane-talks.com, we have our own official website now.
Woo-woo!
Yeah. So it's got all the links to all of our different stuff, the Facebook community, the YouTube page. If you want to get us on Spotify, if you want to check out the Gemini Film stuff, I've got a link to that on there. So yeah, it's just another official place where we can just put all of our content together. You will be able to have access to it because I want to also kind of like I'm planning in 2022 to start writing movie reviews on there after I watch something. Obviously not everything's going to get a review on there. It'll depend on how I feel about if I want to take the time to write something up, but I'm going to give you access. So if you feel like writing up any of your movie reviews, I know you do a lot of them on Facebook right now. You'll be able to post on there, stuff like that. So, I just kind of thought with 2022, and if we're going to try to step things up, we should have an official place for people to go, where we can just send them and then they can find the links to everything else, you know, that we've got. You know, the Facebook and YouTube and all that other stuff. So we have an official website now. Woo! It makes me happy. All right. You know what else makes me happy? You know what else I'm super excited for?
Like, what's your favorite scary movie?
So sorry for that interruption.
Where did that come from?
I was just going to the website and it automatically started playing the Scream episode, apparently. So.
Well, that's awkward. That shouldn't have been on the launch page, but word.
Maybe I hit something I shouldn't have hit. Who knows?
Interesting. Well, okay, there you go. You can take a look at our official website. What's your official reaction to it?
My official reaction is looking good.
Oh, right on, man. Your sexy picture's on there a lot of times.
Yeah, it should be. Been in almost every episode.
Yeah. What, bro? What's going on tomorrow night? Well, by the time this is out, like everybody else has probably already seen the movie. Well, they should have already seen the movie, but what do we get to go see tomorrow night?
So you do. So we have 7 o'clock tickets.
Yeah.
They have added 7:20, 7:40, and an 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Our friends are like 6 of the 8 or 10 tickets sold for the 7 o'clock showing tomorrow night.
We're probably all of them then, because I have 2 friends that you don't even know about that aren't in your film group that are coming. My buddy Garrett and his wife are joining us also. They're in the seats directly behind you and I.
Okay, well, then they bought tickets right behind us. There's somebody actually in the stadium seating.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, I was kind of surprised because I was like, oh, man, they added all these extra shows. They must need these seats.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, they don't.
Interesting. Which is also weird because they were like the last UA to put up their show times for this movie. Like I was texting you getting worried that we were going to go to a different theater.
I have heard some stories, behind the scenes stories of the management at that building and some interesting things that they choose to do considering what we wouldn't do. So,
oh, interesting. You'll have to fill me in on that off air.
Yeah, I don't want to trash anybody. So
sure. With your inside knowledge, are they going to add a 9 o'clock show so I can back to back this puppy tomorrow night?
I don't think so.
That's a bummer because I would definitely go and watch it again. Probably.
I do want to give a shout out to our former boss Tim.
Oh, what's up, Tim?
They were trying to get a KenCast server showing of this. Because they were going to have a Q&A in front of the movie or at the end of the movie or something like that. I can't remember. But yeah, they couldn't get it up and running fast enough. So hopefully Tim and Team Glendale can figure that out soon. And yeah,
Word.
Start going there if they are going to have special showings like that every now and then.
That sounds like fun. That could be very interesting. So anybody who doesn't know, Jason and I are talking about the 5th Scream movie. Because
it's just called Scream.
Bro,
because you can't just call it Scream 5 because there were 2, 3, 4. It's stupid.
It's whatever. I'm not going to be upset about what they decide to call a movie. They could call it Slaptastic Fest 15 and I'd still go watch it if it has Ghostface killing people.
Scream Resurrections.
Bro, like, I mean, whatever. I'm not going to let the title of the movie piss me off that much. They decided to do it for whatever reason. Like, whatever. Again, they did it with Halloween in 2018. Like, I don't understand why, but they did it. And it didn't change my feelings on the movie at all. So
no, you're right. And you know, that was a solid movie. Too bad the sequel sucked so bad, but hey, whatever.
Sequel is a little bit lower, but I would not say it sucked. Still watch it. Still enjoy it.
Hot.
Nah, I mean, it had moments that were pretty dumb, but it's still Michael Myers killing people, and that's all I really want.
Sucked. Like, Scream 3 level sucked.
Oh, man. Yeah, Scream 3, definitely. So, like, after you... So, you watched all four of them this week, as did I. I've watched one a day for the last 4 days.
I'm going to be... I'll have to admit, I only watched 2, 3, and 4. I've seen Scream 1 so many times.
I got you.
And I've locked it into memory from beginning to end. I don't need a refresher on that one. But 2... still such a solid movie. Like,
yes, it is.
It kind of reminds me of it. It literally is like the horror version of Star Wars. Cause like, okay. I can understand if somebody wants to argue that Scream 2 is better than Scream 1. I can understand it.
I don't go that far. It. No,
I don't see it. I don't agree with it, but I totally like, I could see why somebody, cause dude, it has so many tense moments in that
movie.
That were not even in the first one. So like I don't think there's as many tense moments in the first one as there are the second. That second one just it did some really cool ratcheting up, like the horror and the kills and the intensity of things. It was just kind of crazy. So but yeah, Scream 3 sucks.
Scream 3 is pretty bad. Scream 3, you know, unfortunately had a lot of fallout of, you know, real world events that were going on that changed a lot of stuff that was going on in the movie. It was, you know, it was in production when Columbine happened. So they literally made them take out a lot of the violence and a lot of the gore as fallout from that. They forced them to add a lot of comedy to it because, I mean, the Weinsteins, for whatever reason, thought that was a good idea at that point. A lot of the jokes in the script about like the script being rewritten every 15 minutes, like that definitely came from real life experiences where Aaron Kruger was the writer they brought in for the third one. They didn't use Kevin Williamson. I believe Kevin Williamson is credited as characters and story, but it was apparently Aaron Kruger that wrote it. And he was apparently not very good about finishing stuff on time, and then like I said, they were constantly making him change stuff in the script. So Scream 3 could have been a lot better than it was. I honestly enjoy the story, not necessarily the execution of it. I like what they did with the mother and the brother and how it all tied back into the first movie. I thought that was very intelligent writing. I thought it was a very, you know, good way to bring things full circle. I like the way that it kind of makes the first movie a little bit different when you go back and watch the first movie now, knowing that there was somebody else pulling puppet strings while everything was going on.
My main issue, man, is like, I don't know, like for something for the mother dream sequences or
that was like, pretty stupid.
It was one of those moments where I'm watching it this time and going, what were they doing? Like, this is bad writing. Like,
well, and also if you ever were to watch it again, or if it's fresh enough in your memory, one version of the script had Emily Mortimer's character being the second killer. So like a lot of the scenes in the movie and whatnot are end up being red herrings towards her, but was actually supposed to be her as the second killer.
Gotcha. I didn't find that online anywhere. I kind of like quickly looked online and I saw something where like originally, like I guess one of the fake endings was that it was going to be like everybody was involved or something. Oh no, that was the second one.
Yeah.
It was going to be like the boyfriend, the roommate, Mickey, and the mom were all going to be in on it together.
Yeah.
And
I have heard about that also. But yeah, I do know on the third one, they also did film like 3 or 4 different endings, making different people the killers, just because they didn't want, you know, the, you know, ending being out there on the internet. Cause probably not as big of a deal in 97, but by 2000, obviously it was a huge deal getting, you know, scripts put on the internet and like endings being leaked and stuff like that. So I do know that they filmed a couple of different endings for the third one also with different people being involved. But at one point, Emily Mortimer's character was supposed to help Roman. And that's why there's like that scene of her in the bathroom with the phone and the mask. And it ended up being a red herring towards her. But supposedly that was supposed to be another like Billy thing where it's like, oh, it's so obvious that it's not her, like, because we're doing this type situation.
I forget what I was watching recently, but it was like they completely redid the ending of some superhero movie because they watched, was it Wonder Woman? I think I was just hearing about how, like, there was a superhero movie where, like, the people making the second superhero movie went and saw the first superhero movie, and they were like, oh crap, this is like exactly the same as our movie. So they went and like completely, like, they did a real quick redo of the second, like, the second movie got redone at the end. Huh. And I want to say maybe it was Wonder Woman.
Very interesting.
The ending of the original Wonder Woman script was very similar to something else, and I can't remember what it was off the top of my head.
Does not surprise me at all. I'm not familiar with what you're talking about, but I wouldn't be surprised if you told me it was Wonder Woman.
I'll look it up, maybe, and bring it up in another episode. So
so we just started talking about this before we started recording, and then realized that we can segue, or we can just talk about it on the podcast instead of talking about it before. We both watched the third episode of Book of Boba Fett today, and as much as I love Star Wars content, I've been very underwhelmed so far with Book of Boba Fett. And I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's bad in any way. Like, I love watching Star Wars stuff. What does your flat hand mean?
Just the middle of the road, man. Like,
yeah.
They're lucky that it's Star Wars.
Yeah.
As if it wasn't, I would have turned it off already.
Like, the first episode of Mandalorian, like, we get that little Baby Yoda hand at the end of it. Like, something that was like, oh, whoa, what's up?
But at the very beginning of it, you got like the action sequence of him fighting, shooting on the ice world, and then getting chased by like the ice whale thing or whatever. So, I mean, like, you had a little bit of like action. This is the first time that I've been kind of let down by Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau running stuff.
Well, like, Robert Rodriguez is a huge part of it too. So, like,
yeah, but he's not writing them. He's just directing them, apparently, and producing. So, but, like, Jon Favreau's writing these, and I'm bored. I'm really not happy about it. And, like, I won't say I'm, like, I'm not unhappy. It's just I'm so whelmed. Let's just go that route for you 10 things I hate about you people.
And I can't disagree with that. I saw somebody online say that they wish the entire first episode was just him escaping from the Sarlacc pit. And I was like, I mean, I'm sure they could have found a way to do that, but man, that almost would have been more boring than what we got in the first episode. And I mean, like, I should be loving this, dude. It's told nonlinear. Like, they're jumping all over Boba Fett's life while they're telling me this story, and I'm still just kind of like, blah. Like, I'm sure it'll pay off. I'm sure.
You know what's going to happen, right? Like, so we just finished episode 3. It's just kind of blah. Mm-hmm. It's going to pick up. Episode 4 is going to ramp up a little bit. Then 5 is going to ramp up some more. Mm-hmm. And then 6 is going to have some awesome person show up. Mm-hmm. And yes, I've already heard the rumors, but we're not going to spoil anything. Who knows if it actually happens or not. But yeah, like the 6th episode, all of a sudden somebody's going to show up that you're going to be like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
And then we're just going to be like, well, the whole series was pretty damn good. It's just the first 3 episodes suck.
Oh, well, so you didn't even bring up episode 7, where it's going to just be a complete, huge, boring letdown.
Oh, is there 7 episodes?
I believe I looked up that there's 7 episodes.
Sorry. So maybe it ramps up to 7, and then 7's got the big reveal. But yeah, like,
Well, and it's like, I mean, so are we just getting these 7 episodes, or like, is all of season 1 just going to be a huge setup for season 2? Like, is that what we're going to end up with?
I mean, and you know, Disney keeps doing that with their Marvel stuff. So, like, I wish they would do more standalone things.
Well, and like, that's my thing with Loki. Like, Loki, 6 episodes. I was like, cool, you're going to tell me a Loki story. And I was kind of feeling like a little let down with some parts of Loki. And then like that ending happened. And I was like, whoa, this is where they're stopping. Like, because at that point, I had no idea there was going to be a season 2 of it. Like, I thought this was the episode they were or the story that they were telling. And then obviously during the credits of Loki, they're like, oh, by the way, there's going to be a season 2. And I'm like, oh, So literally, like, this entire first season was just a setup for what you actually want to happen, which is, you know, the big finale of the show of season one. Like, you literally could have combined all six of those episodes down into like one or two episodes and then given me whatever you wanted to do in season two. Like, you could have just given it to me in season one. Like, yeah, I'm worried that that's what's going to happen with Boba Fett, where this whole buildup of like him trying to take over Mos Espa is just trying to set up whatever's going to happen next year. Like, just give us that little bit of hook. It's like, oh, it's Star Wars. Oh, it's Boba Fett. Oh, somebody might be showing up. Something cool might happen in episode 5 or 6 or 7. But then we're not going to let you actually know the rest of the story until, like, you know, 2 years from now.
Yeah. And although the person that you mentioned earlier tonight showing up near the end of that episode was pretty cool. So.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. That was pretty cool. Not surprising. Not surprising in any way.
When it was rolling up, I was like, wait a minute, is that him? Like, I immediately caught him and I was like,
as soon as I saw him rolling up on the thing, I was like, oh yeah, Robert Rodriguez directed this. I know exactly who that is.
Yep.
So, all right. So the main thing we want to look at on this episode now is all the stuff that's coming out in 2022. We'll focus mainly on the movies. We'll talk about a couple of TV shows because, dude, one thing I'll say real quick, when doing my scripts for some of these and looking up, like, I want to talk about the TV shows that are coming out in 2022. There's just thousands of fucking TV shows now. Like, there is so many, and there's so many things that I want to watch, but it's just like, when do I find the time to watch all of this?
I do,
like,
have a question. Have you watched, was it Foundation on Apple? Have you watched any of that?
I watched the first two episodes and was so bored. Like, I love sci-fi stuff. I love big epic sci-fi stuff. I was so bored after two episodes. I have not watched anymore.
Okay, I haven't turned it on. And then what was the other one? Our mutual friend Burton got excited. It was Amazon Prime. It was like based on a book series. It just came out. It's like a fantasy sci-fi thing or something. It's a big old epic thing.
I think I know what you're talking about. I think I added it to my like watch list, but I have not watched it.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember what I think it has one word name.
Is it The Expanse? No.
That's been out for a while. Prime Video. Let me take a quick look and see if I can see what is on my where
Wheel of Time? Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, the Wheel of Time is the one that our friend Burton really
nice. That's on my list to someday watch. I do think it looks pretty cool, but I have not started on that yet either.
Gotcha. Yeah, that was the one that popped in my head that he really liked it. So I don't know.
Well, and it's like, I mean, I'm looking and I'm like, I know Yellowstone season 4 just finished. I know, aren't you a big fan of Yellowstone?
I started watching the very first season when it was the first airing, and I found it a little interesting, but it's a male soap opera, man. Like, it's a gritty male soap opera. That's what
I think. I think when we had Jason Richardson on one time, we kind of talked about how it was kind of like the old man Sons of Anarchy type thing. Like,
yeah, like, okay. Yeah, it's a gritty male soap opera
out in the West. I know my dad loves the show, so like that's why
I know a lot of people who do. So
yeah, I know that they just released their prequel show with Sam Elliott in it, which, I mean, I love Sam Elliott.
I think that's so like 1886
something, like that, or 1883 or something like that.
I mean, I like Sam more than I like Kevin Costner, so.
Oh really? Right on.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, let's run down some of the movies that are coming out this year. And when writing the script for us, I only kind of picked out the stuff that's actually like big movies that are coming out this year for us to talk about. We don't need to talk about everything because obviously like Amazon, Netflix, all of them have a ton of movies coming out. So I kind of just tried to pick the stuff that's like actually going to cinemas. Like, and I think Ben Affleck and I are on the same page. Obviously, everybody knows I love Ben Affleck. I read an interview, I don't know if it was a Variety or the Hollywood Reporter, that he did in the last week or two, where he kind of believes that the way cinema is going right now is that in theaters is just going to be like large marketable type movies, that a lot of the smaller stuff, it was an interview for the Tender Bar that he did for Amazon. He was talking about how he's fine with that kind of movie being something that just gets put out there for as many people to see as possible. Because if you have Amazon Prime, you essentially don't have to pay to watch the movie. But he was saying that stuff that actually will bring people to theaters are the bigger blockbuster type movies, the bigger visual effects movies, the like big name draw stuff. And that he sees a lot more of the smaller art housey, less popular stuff going straight to streamers. And he was talking about how he thinks that that's a good thing for cinema. And I kind of agree with him on it. And it's kind of something that we've talked about for the last couple of years, where like, I thought that streaming was going to kill movie theaters, but much like there's still record stores, there will always be people like you and Jason Richardson and Chris Schneider that no matter what will go to a movie theater to watch anything. I'm unfortunately not in that boat anymore. I don't mind watching stuff at home, but something like Scream, like tomorrow, like I want to go and watch that with you and all of our friends in a public location. But I watched The Tender Bar today in my house, and I still loved the movie. Like, it had no effect on me that I didn't have an entire audience full of people watching it with me. Like, I emotionally connected with it. I enjoyed the story. I was fine not watching that for the last 10 years, you and I have barely watched movies with audiences. We've watched them on the big screen, but with, two or three people in a theater with us. I don't need to watch everything with a huge audience of people. But like tomorrow night, super excited about it. And when we watched Halloween Kills, I was super excited about seeing that in the theater. Ghostbusters Afterlife, we watched in a theater, and it was a lot of fun. What was the movie we watched? Spider-Man, where people were clapping at various points in the movie. Like, I am enjoying those big event movies with our friends, with an audience, but I don't need to see it for everything. And that's why this list of stuff that I've made for us to talk about is kind of the stuff that like I feel like needs to be seen with an audience, maybe.
Okay. I'm totally on the same page as you. Like, Palm Springs is a perfect example. Like, I didn't need to see that in a big theater with a bunch of people. Like, but there are certain movies like No Time to Die and some other ones that I want to see on the big screen, and I want to experience it and not just at home. As I've said before, I've got kids, I've got dogs. I can't be left alone for 2 hours on my couch, pretty much, unless absolutely everybody's asleep.
Understand.
That's very rare in my homes.
Gotcha.
So yeah, it's just I prefer the tranquility of being able to go to a dark theater, have my popcorn popped, and enjoy it while the lights are off and nobody's gonna bug me. And if my phone or watch goes off, I can ignore it all I want. So that because if I'm at home and it happens, most of the times I'll at least turn it over.
Sure.
But if I'm in a theater, I don't care unless the movie sucks. And then maybe I'll check my watch. But
gotcha.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right. Well, so for January, pretty much Scream is the only thing that matters. I don't even know what comes out. The only other thing that was supposed to come out in January was Morbius. So we'll get to that.
355.
Oh, I mean, I've heard bad things about that. So I'm not really too interested in it. I might watch it. Like, I think it's a Netflix movie, right?
No. It was in theaters. It came out in theaters last week.
Right, but I think it's a Netflix movie. Like, it'll be on Netflix. No?
No, I don't think it is, but I might be wrong. I thought it was like the Universal release.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, then I will not watch that until I can find it for free. I'm not interested in paying to go see that. So in February, I'm awkwardly excited and hope that you want to go see Jackass Forever together.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because like them,
there's no way I'm missing that movie.
Yeah, it's so. All the other ones have just been so ridiculously dumb and stupid, but it's like, that's not something I would ever go by myself to watch. But if our group of friends goes to watch it, I'm 100% in to sit and laugh with you guys at that movie. What about Death on the Nile? You have any interest in Death on the Nile?
Never saw Murder on the Orient Express.
I would highly recommend it, man. It's a pretty good movie. It's pretty fun. This one looks like it's going to be the exact same thing. What about the Uncharted movie?
Is that supposed to come out in February?
According to the list I looked at on the IMDb, it has it listed.
I'm kind of surprised that it's coming up that soon, but yeah, like Tom Holland, Mark Wahlberg, why not? Right, it looks like a bad version, a male version of the bad Tomb Raider movies, but I'll roll with it. Let's see what happens.
I've never played any of the video games, so like I won't have anything to really compare it to or whatnot.
I will say, have you ever watched
the Nathan Fillion short? Fan film? Yep.
Dude, that's awesome. And I've never played the video games, and I really enjoyed the short. So if you haven't seen it, go to YouTube, type in Uncharted Nathan Fillion, and watch. It's like 10 minutes long or 8 minutes long or something like that, and it's totally worth the watch.
Well, and I can't remember, even the guy that plays Sully in it is a big name.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was.
I can't remember who it was, but yeah. So apparently on here, I did decide to throw this on there just because, you know, we both do like slasher movies. Apparently Netflix has a Texas Chainsaw Massacre reboot that they're releasing. Have you seen or know anything about this?
I remembered Mr. Yotter mentioning something about a reboot coming out, and I think they just bought the rights to the movie. They didn't actually make it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I think they purchased the rights to it. So
right on. In March, we've got the Batman, which I'm looking forward to.
Why not, right?
It's, you know, yet another incarnation. When I was a kid, I loved Batman Forever. You know, as I got older, I loved The Dark Knight. Dude, I'm sorry. I don't know. Like, I was, you know, what would I have been? I guess 15? Yeah, I was like 15 when that movie came out. I loved Jim Carrey. I loved Tommy Lee Jones. Oh. Does it hold up? Absolutely not. But giving me another iteration of Batman, I mean, it's something different, I guess. Apparently today they announced it's rated PG-13 for violence. So could be interesting. You're not excited about it?
I there hasn't been enough in any of the things that have made me excited in any of the trailers or posters or anything. I don't know.
I will say I'm afraid they're trying to put too many villains in this, because it sounds like every Batman villain is going to be in this movie, and it's kind of disappointing. So I realized recently, somebody in something I was reading about Tim Burton's Batman, that was the first time they ever killed off a villain for a Batman character. And so like it unfortunately set a precedent of killing off Batman villains, when in the comic books or the, you know, the original 66 show, he always just captured him and put him in Arkham. Like, so it was just, the person was talking about how weird it was that they made the decision to kill off Michael Keaton's Joker at the end of that movie. Not Michael Keaton.
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson's Joker at the end of that movie. And then kind of set the precedent for killing off a lot of Batman villains in future movies and whatnot, instead of just having him capture him. And I was like, oh, it's kind of an interesting way to look at that. Like, huh. Which, although they did not do that with Heath Ledger's Joker, and unfortunately we got fucked out of our third, you know, Nolan Batman with the Joker again. Are you a Downton Abbey fan? Yeah, I've never watched it either. So new Downton Abbey movie is apparently coming out. I don't know anything about it. The Lost City. I know you're super excited for that.
Oh, wait. That's the one with Sandra Bullock, right?
Yep.
Dude, I'm totally in. I'm going to take my wife to go see that
movie. That's going to be a fun date movie, because it just looks absolutely ridiculous.
Absolutely,
And I'm sure your wife, like mine, is a big Channing Tatum fan.
I don't think she's not.
Okay. And then we saw the preview. I don't remember what movie we were at for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Is that the one with the ladies in all sorts of different dimensions or whatever?
Yeah, it's the Asian chick. I can't remember if it's Ming-Na Wen or no, it's Michelle Yeoh. It's Michelle Yeoh. And yeah, like she apparently like gets the ability to jump between like different realities of like where her life went at different times or whatever. I think it looks ridiculously fun. Like as long as they are doing it as a drama comedy or whatever, like, because a lot of the stuff in the preview looks funny to me. So
yeah, I'm down to go watch it. So
right on. And then it looks like Morbius got pushed to April, which makes it officially the longest delayed COVID movie ever. Yeah. That was literally supposed to come out like 2 years ago now. So, yeah. Are you excited about Morbius? Comic book movie?
It looks okay. It has the potential to be something, but like, I just thought the Venom movies were okay for the most part, so why would I expect Sony to be able to do anything really awesome?
That's a good way to look at that. Also in April, we have Sonic 2, which
I'm excited. Is super excited about.
Is he? Yeah, I liked the first one a lot, so like, I have hope for this one.
It comes out the day before Nick turns 12, and he's like, for my birthday, I want to go. Like, he's super, super pumped for Tails and Knuckles.
Yep.
Most likely Amy is going to be in the movie. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
She's the girl Sonic that's right. In the cartoon or something.
Okay. I would believe it. That makes sense. I've never seen a Fantastic Beasts movie, but the third one's coming out. I'm planning to watch the first two before the third one comes out. Are you a Fantastic? Have you watched them? Or I know you come from Harry Potter house.
Okay, so Harry Potter, I always thought was good, but not great. And I mean all of the movies. I like some more than others. But I just think that they're just all right, entertaining. But Fantastic Beasts and where.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is the first one.
Yeah, that one I thought was better than any of the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, okay. Word.
I had super high hopes. I really enjoyed that one. The second one got a whole lot of negative reviews.
The Crimes of Grindelwald or something?
Yeah. That one got a lot of negative reviews when it came out. And I ended up not watching it. For whatever reason.
Okay.
And then, but I do own it. I have started watching it, but fell asleep. Mind you, I started watching it while I was really tired. I'm not going to say it was the fault of the movie by any stretch.
Right on.
But yeah, I do have the 3D version.
Oh.
So yay. I'll watch that before this one comes out so that way I can be ready.
Our last movie in April is The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. The Nicolas Cage movie. The
movie looks fantastic.
It looks so much fun. It
looks like, so stupid.
Yes. So yeah, really high hopes for that. Yep. Really, really looking forward to that. We jump to May.
What's in May? We got Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
What are your feelings on that?
What was that? It was originally supposed to be February and it got pushed back to May because of COVID.
Yep.
The Omicron virus, which is funny to me because here we are with Spider-Man number 6 in the entire all time now. I think at least number 6, and obviously it didn't slow down enough because of Omicron, but yeah, like that movie kills. If your movie's good, people are going to go see it in movie theaters if it's good. Like,
well, I think the problem is people are going to go see it and they're going to fucking spread this virus while they're in the theater. Like, I think that's what they're more worried about. I don't think they're afraid of people not showing up. I think they're afraid of what happens if everybody does show up and start spreading this.
Now you only need 5 days to get over everything, right?
Like, I will be the first to tell. I guess I can say it on here. Like, I'm literally on like day 10, where yesterday I still had a positive test of COVID. So yeah, so this 5 day bullshit, that's not true. I'm on day 10 and tomorrow I better wake up with a negative test because I have no symptoms. I just keep taking these tests and I keep getting positive results. So yeah, this 5 day thing is not getting rid of, like, luckily everybody in my house had it and is over it. But like, for whatever reason, I can't get rid of it, but it will be gone tomorrow.
I like that positivity.
Yeah. So I feel like last week, very bad. Didn't get out of bed very much last week. I've felt fine since Saturday. I was like, I'm totally fine. Everything's good. We took our tests on Sunday, still positive. So, you know, now I got to wait, you know, more days, but whatever. I will be fine tomorrow. I have no symptoms. I am totally good. But yeah, so it's gone in 5 days. I am proof that is not true. I also just found out today that another friend of mine from back when I was in high school, they died from COVID 3 days ago. So you never met him. It was a guy from church that I went to at church and whatnot. But my friend Ryan texted me today and said, did you hear so-and-so passed away? And, you know, of course, then I go to Facebook and stalk him and realize, oh, yeah, this dude that I knew like 25 years ago died from COVID. So it's still a real thing. It's still out there.
Yeah. And you know, unfortunately, who knows if we'll ever get rid of it. But what was it? Bill Gates said that once we hit the peak with Omicron, it's probably going to go away.
Well, and I mean, that's like the good thing about Omicron. Like, supposedly it's not as deadly, if that's what I ended up having or whatever. Like, apparently it's not that deadly, but it is a lot more contagious for people. Like, you know,
but we should trust Bill Gates, right? Because I mean, he's a doctor. Oh, wait.
Somebody give me Ludacris. Tell me what Ludacris says about this. Like, I'm very curious what Ludacris's opinions and feelings.
I've got Omicron.
Oh no, sorry, it's not Ludacris. Apologies. It was Ja Rule in the Dave Chappelle joke. It was Ja Rule, where he was right. Like, I don't give a fuck what Ja Rule has to say. Yeah. So anyway, it is what it is. We'll get through this eventually. But yeah, so I think that's what people are more worried about. So yeah, they decided to push it back. But then the other thing is like, could it potentially just be that like production got so screwed up by COVID where they weren't able to, you know, work on the movie as much as they wanted to or whatever. And maybe that's what's pushing it back. Like,
maybe. Who knows? They had DC League of Super Pets in May. That looks kind of fun and entertaining. I'll take the kids, definitely. And then last one, I have been waiting so long for this movie to finally fucking come out.
I want some topless football also on the beach.
I am going to the IMAX for this one.
I'll go to the IMAX with you. I'll watch this in IMAX.
Top Gun Maverick. Because, yes, I am that geeky. And no, I don't go from 6 to midnight for Tom Cruise or Val Kilmer. Maybe for
Miles Teller.
Miles Teller. So, but no, yeah, like I'm excited for this movie. I have been ever since they shown it. The way that they cut the first trailer with the original music,
mm-hmm.
the fact that they filmed them actually in these cockpits flying around, the fact that they had to take flying lessons and dude, I'm pumped. I'm so excited. I get pissed every time they move it. It was supposed to come out on my birthday and then they screwed me out of 6 more months. I'll be ready for it when it comes out in May.
Nice.
If it comes out in May.
On to June, we have the newest Jurassic World Dominion. Yeah, I'm not too excited for that. I'll watch it. Not excited about watching it.
And you know what's messed up is like Jurassic World was good.
And yeah.
It's not anywhere. It's like my second favorite Jurassic World movie.
Jurassic World
Jurassic,
movie?
Jurassic Park movie.
Jurassic Park, okay, I got you. After the Jurassic first one, obviously. Movie.
Yeah, it goes one, then it goes Jurassic World. But then, like, that next one sucked.
Yeah.
Yep. It was bad. And so I have no hope for this one. I feel like they just literally go, let's make up something ridiculous, throw dinosaurs on the screen, and then people will pay to watch it.
Yeah, so. I agree. What about but the Buzz Lightyear movie, the Lightyear movie?
I'm annoyed that they didn't get Tim Allen to do the voice. But
no, this makes sense. No. Tim Allen is the voice of the Tim Allen is the voice of the of the toy. Like, he wasn't the actual real-life person. I'm 100% on board for that. I think it's genius.
We'll see. You know what? Disney movies have been better than Pixar movies as of late, which I feel is kind of weird because Pixar was so good for so long. It's very strange to have them in this weird lull. I'm all for it. I'll watch it. But I'm not excited about it just yet. The visuals look awesome, but
I mean, we've literally seen like 1 minute of footage of it. Like, I have hope for the story, like that it's something good, and that it's not just Pixar trying to, you know, depress me again. Like, what if we find out, like, what if the reason Buzz Lightyear is such a big, special, cool toy is because he never came home? What if they lost contact with him and he's just floating out in space, and that's how they end this movie?
Onto a happier note, Shane is excited about the serial killer movie called The Black Phone.
I am excited about it, man. This movie looks pretty dope. And oddly, my wife, who hates horror slasher movies, happened to see me watch this preview. And she's excited. Like, she's like, oh, that looks creepy. I want to watch it.
This is a horror slasher movie, man. This is like a psychological true crime thriller movie, which makes sense for your wife to enjoy it. So, yeah. So I'm excited. Want to see it. July, we have Thor, Love and Thunder. Yay. I'm getting sick of all of the characters in the entire MCU getting completely recast.
Yeah.
I know they have to do it from a certain standpoint, but it's really boring to me. I hope that the trailer is something that gets me excited for it, because I'm not right now. Right. So, next up is Nope.
That is the new Jordan Peele movie, which I literally know nothing about other than the fact that they released a poster that just has like a cloud of rain over like a city or a carnival or something like that. Like, and it's Jordan Peele's next movie. I've loved Get Out, and I loved what was the other one that he did? Us. So, you know, Nope. Sounds like it has a good cast. I'm interested in it because it's Jordan Peele. What about Black Adam? I know you're a big Rock fan.
Anytime the Rock's on screen, I'll go watch his movie. So
right on. I hope they do a good job.
Most of the time I'm entertained by it, if nothing else. Him and Tom Cruise can make a movie and I'll go watch it, just because they're not bad in bad movies. Okay. It's just like there's bad movies that they are in, but they're not bad in them, in my opinion. Okay. And you know, Shazam was fun.
I love Shazam. Like, really, probably one of my favorite comic books. It's like, it's up there with The Rocketeer. Like, I loved the whole story in Shazam. I loved all the visuals in Shazam. I loved the third act of Shazam and bringing the family together. Like, but in that movie, they set up the fact that Black Adam killed the entire family. And so, like, how are they going to address this in the Black Adam movie? Like,
he is an anti-hero, Shane. He's just essentially like, he's kind of like Venom.
If I come in and I kill off your whole family and I just leave you, then it's okay? Like, anti-hero. No, it's not. That's not. That's not okay.
No. That it's not okay.
No.
There's some evil shit that happens in this world. So,
yeah.
Whatever.
So, it's gonna we'll be see how they address case. It.
Yeah.
There's nothing in August that I could find that I cared about. Like, the list of the few movies that it has listed for August, I didn't know what any of them were. So I don't know if anything in August is going to matter.
September, we have Salem's Lot. Oh, wow. So excited for a remake of that movie.
I mean, like, it's a Stephen King. Like, a lot of his stuff gets remade.
Then Mission Impossible
7. I mean, I'll watch it.
Bring it on. Tom Cruise. The last one's the second best of the series for me. So,
which one was 6? Rogue Nation. 5 was Ghost Protocol.
This one was the Fallout. This was Fallout.
Fallout. Okay.
Well, with so Henry Rogue Nation Cavill. Was 5. Henry Cavill. Oh, in it. Yeah. Yeah, like
I did not enjoy that one.
That movie was a nonstop adrenaline rush from
beginning with a really terrible plot attempt at plot twists.
It was fine. It's a Mission Impossible movie, so they always have these stupid ass plot twists. But the action sequences were crazy.
Yeah, I'll give you that. What about Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse Part 1?
Bring it on, Part 1. At least they're telling us it's Part 1.
Yep.
Compared to Dune.
Yeah.
And then tell me it's Part 1. Now, like, you and I have talked about it in the past. Into the Spider-Verse could be considered the best Spider-Man movie easily. And for them to follow it up, and it's the same crew, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it. Let's go.
Right on. Halloween Ends.
Please end. Please be the end. Please kill Jamie Lee Curtis. Please kill Michael Myers. I don't need the sad story of what Michael saw through the window that made him such an evil killer. I don't need that bullshit. Just fucking kill him. And like, it, have some balls. Kill him right at the beginning of the movie and then just be and go, oh, we'll do Tarantino shit. And then flip it backwards so that Shane will be super, super happy. So, oh.
I'm excited for it. I love Halloween movies. I'll watch it. I can't wait. In November, we had a couple of comic book movies, The Flash and Wakanda Forever. Are you down excited about either one of them or?
More so The Flash than Wakanda Forever. You pull mm-hmm. out T'Challa, that sucks. Like, not mm-hmm. that it's their fault by any means, but yeah, that sucks. The Flash, if they're actually going to keep with the Flashpoint idea and they're doing stuff, there's stuff that makes no sense in that comic book yep. whatsoever. But on a side note, in theory, I think Ben Affleck's supposed to be Batman again at some point in that movie. And
he has, so, and he's officially said that being Batman in Flash or in the Flash movie is his favorite time that he has ever portrayed Batman.
Of course he's saying that because that's the movie that's coming out next.
Well, now he's gonna be Batman in. He said doing Justice League was the worst experience he ever had and that it made him not ever want to be Batman again, but that he's happy he came back to do it for this movie, but that he doesn't plan to ever do it again.
I also read that Hugh Jackman said that X-Men 3 was the best X-Men movie of all time.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There might be a little bit of lip service going on there. And the last one you have listed is Creed 3.
Which I've still not seen one or two, so I have no opinions on it.
One is fantastic. Two is just fine. Three, I think Michael B. Jordan's directing this one.
Sounds right.
His first directorial debut. And I believe that Stallone has said he's done with that character. So his version of Rocky Balboa won't be in that.
Won't be in it. Oh, okay.
Huh. So, which kind of sucks. Because, I mean, it was... But I also can see them building more so on Creed so that
sure
he can be his own and he can stand on his own, essentially.
Well, so, and they need to make sure that in this movie he has a kid. I don't know. Maybe he has a kid in one or two. Okay. I just want to make sure that in 20 years they have it set up for them to revisit this character when Creed's son decides he wants to become a boxer. And like, I mean, they got to plant that seed for the future right there. I can tell you a movie I have zero intentions of going to in the movie theater and probably won't even watch it if it's on HBO Max because I hate Avatar with such a passion that I have no interest in watching the sequel.
You have no chance of seeing it on HBO Max because it is a Disney Fox picture. Anyway.
Cool. So when it's on Disney Plus, 0% chance I plan on watching it there either.
Whatever, bitch. Like, if I'm like Shane, come with me. You'll be like, all right, fine.
I think I'll put my foot down on this one. I hate that first movie so much. The night that you go watch this, I'm going to say, I'm going to stay home and watch Fern Gully again.
Dude, I'll give you no doubt whatsoever that the first Avatar movie is Fern Gully. It's Dances with Wolves. It's The Last Samurai. It's the exact same story of all of those movies, but it's the best 3D experience I've ever had. It is fantastic cinematography. James Cameron is masterful.
How can you call it cinematography when it's all CGI? Like, that's the thing that I don't understand. You don't have to have somebody behind a camera filming over New Zealand like they do in Lord of the Rings. Like, cinematography is actually...
Which they didn't do in
Hobbit. No, they didn't. That's why I didn't use that as my example. But how do you call it cinematography when it's all just done in a computer? Not cinematography. That's so then, CGI.
So you can say the same thing with... No, there's a difference, though. The cinematography is how things are lined up. You have a cinematographer even on animated film, Shane.
I know. But I still just... I don't
beautiful
really...
beautiful to look at.
Yeah, it's all the CGI.
The music is amazing. I love James. That's Hans Zimmer. No, sounds James right. Horner. James Horner. No, so James Horner did the music. It's fantastic. The ride is one of the best rides. It is my favorite ride of all time. It's amazing. It's even better than Star Wars. Mm-hmm. But I had, as we talked I didn't have the best experience on the Star Wars rides. I'm hoping
you're
be better.
Star Wars and COVID.
Well, no, it was Star Wars and a screaming 4-year-old.
Right.
So, but no, like, I'm excited for Avatar 2 because almost everything that James Cameron's ever done, I enjoy his movies. I can't think
of a Stephen Lang's character die in the first Avatar?
He did, didn't he?
Yep. Well, see, I have no reason to even go watch the second one. I'd be rooting for him if I went back to watch for the second one.
Well, that's not a bad thing. Sometimes you identify with the evil dude. So, like, I don't know, man. Like, I can seriously not think of a single James Cameron movie that I don't like. Now, Avatar is the most... the most ripped off storyline that he's ever done, maybe, but I still enjoy the movie. So I really like it. I think you should watch the first one again, just at some point, because you might like it. You give other things the opportunity. Dude, you watched Halloween Kills multiple times. That movie
four times. And my DVD Blu-ray combo set's arriving tomorrow.
It fucking sucks.
Like, it doesn't suck. It's a slasher movie.
Way better. Avatar is way better than Halloween Kills.
I mean, that's personal preference.
No, it's fact.
No.
Just like when my kids told me that Spider-Man 3 existed, and I told them, no, Spider-Man 3 did not exist.
Oh, yeah, that piece of poop. All right, what about Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom? How do you feel about, some more Jason Momoa? Is it a DC movie? Yeah, I'll feel you on that.
Yeah.
And then we're getting an animated Mario film with Chris Pratt as Mario. How you feeling about that?
My kids are excited.
It's cool. I'm excited. It should be fun, I hope.
Whatever, man. Like, let's go.
Look, I'm excited for that one. When we were growing up and we got excited that we were finally getting a Mario movie, then we sat in the theater and were completely fucking bamboozled by having Koopa Troopas. Or not even, no, Goombas that looked like giant, like, I mean, I guess you couldn't really make them look like mushroom people, I guess, right? But, like, still, like, what we got, and then, like, Bowser, like, you had such a great actor that was just, like, looking like a lizard man, like, dude, like, I'm really how awesome would it be to just be able to go back to being, like, 6 years old and getting this Mario movie. Granted, we're having Chris Pratt as Mario, but, you know, whatever.
You know what would be hilarious is if somebody could go back in time and go, hey, for all, like, on opening weekend, everybody who's watching the original Super Mario Brothers, once it's done, like, somebody sneaks into the auditorium and goes, hey, in 30 years, it's going to be a whole lot better.
That would be amazing. That would be cool. That would be a great web series to do, is a time traveler that literally just goes back in time. And after, like, a crappy version of a movie gets played, then you're like, hey, you want to see what comes out in 2020? And then just, like, in that auditorium, bring your little portable digital projector and, like, show them, like, the better version of the movie or something. I don't know. Yeah, I like time travel. Cool. So you did watch season 4 of Cobra Kai, right? We're going to move on to some TV shows now. We're going to try to, you know, just narrow it down to a few of them that I know we both watch or like or are interested in. You don't look happy about Cobra Kai season 4.
Oh, no, dude. I was happy. Okay. I lost a lot of sleep because I marathoned through all 10 episodes. The first night I started at 2.
Okay.
And I finished a little bit after 4.
Okay.
And then the second night I started, I think, around midnight and didn't finish until 6 a.m.
I hope you didn't have to get up for work at 7.
I had to get up at 8 to go to church. It hurt really bad.
Oh, I do remember you texting me that. I remember you texting me that day now. Yeah.
It was really bad, but the show is so good, man. Like,
it was.
My only, like, who knows where they're going to go now, especially with, like, Miguel's
situation
at the end of the episode or end of the season, and Tori, what Tori witnesses and stuff like that. So, like, it's like, I like the drama. It's very silly. It's very tongue in cheek. It works. I wish they would give us a little bit more Robbie.
Okay.
He's a very, very side character in this season. He's barely touched, the surface is barely touched, but maybe they're trying to do other things.
Well, and the biggest problem with that and the way they handled Robbie in season four was I didn't feel justified with his final scene of this season.
You don't feel like you went on that journey with him?
Yeah. It was like, just how, like
he was that way.
Yeah. It's like,
I'm right there with you. Like, I didn't feel that. Of why did he transition in the manner that he did?
Yep.
Finish the season the way he did. And I like the idea of what his character could be going through.
Sure.
I felt like it just was like, we're just going to make that happen.
Agreed. They did a redemption story in this season for a character that I didn't really think was going to be able to be redeemed after the second and third season. At the beginning of this season, I still had a lot of hate and animosity towards that character because I originally liked that character in the first season and part of the second season. Then I obviously hated him because they wanted me to. And then I hated him at the beginning of the season and they actually redeemed him for me. And like, I felt good for that character and the journey that he went on in season four. My wife definitely pointed out that the LaRusso daughter is kind of the worst character on the entire show because she's literally almost always responsible for every bad situation that happens. Like almost every fight and almost every brawl is because of something that she does. And like, even when they're like, we're not going to fight, we're going to hold off until the tournament, she's still like, nah, we're going to go out. Like, we're going to go do this and we're going to start this fight. And it's just like, how are you such a terrible character? So I really, once my wife pointed that out and I started like paying attention, I'm like, oh yeah, that fight was because of I don't remember the LaRusso girl's name now. But yeah, whatever. So I found that kind of funny. What?
Is it Meg?
No.
I'll look that up while you go on to the next subject.
All right, cool. Well, we got a couple of Marvel shows that are coming out this year. I'm interested to find out your feelings on any of them. We got Moon Knight, She-Hulk, Mrs. Marvel or Ms. Marvel, and The Secret Invasion. You excited about any of the four of those? I will probably say I'm most excited about Moon Knight. I think it could be some pretty cool stuff. The rest of them.
Samantha.
Yep, there you go. And then we've also, next Christmas, we're getting the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. But, I mean, that's supposedly just kind of its own thing that's not really going to matter. But of the main TV shows, Moon Knight, She-Hulk, Ms. Marvel, and Secret Invasion, I guess I'm kind of looking forward to Secret Invasion. I believe we're going to get some more Samuel L. Jackson, probably as a Skrull, and we're going to get more Maria Hill, possibly as a Skrull. What of those four shows are you interested in, or do you have feelings or care about any of them?
On a side note, Hawk doesn't really have a messed up lip. It is prosthetics.
Oh, interesting. I guess I kind of assumed that.
I just assumed that somebody had that mark and kind of like Joaquin Phoenix, right? Like,
sure.
Just kind of figured like something happened. So
I think I looked him up during the first season because he's in another show or another movie that I like. Gotcha. And so I knew that it was not real, but tell me about the Marvel shows. Anything?
Moon Knight's probably the most excited. She-Hulk, I hope that they hit the right tone with it. The comic book was very tongue in cheek and she was very sassy.
Mm-hmm.
And had no problems like putting people in their place, even when they were like, I don't know, because of the fact that she was such a strong woman and everybody kind of knew she was a strong woman because she literally ran around as She-Hulk. She didn't.
Oh, okay.
She wasn't very often in her human persona. She almost like she's a lawyer and she would go to court as She-Hulk.
Really? Like, okay. I guess I didn't realize that.
Like, but I mean, she's not, she's the cool, controlled version of Hulk. Like, she's Professor Hulk, but
gotcha,
female version essentially. So like, I don't know. I hope that they have some fun with the show at least. Kind of along the lines of what we got out of Hawkeye, maybe, where it's kind of silly at points. Sure. Guardians of the Galaxy, I don't know if I'm just tapped out on James Gunn or what.
Oh, like, okay.
I didn't like the second Guardians. I didn't care for his Suicide Squad was just right. Blah. I'm not interested in the Peacemaker whenever that comes out this year.
Okay, yeah, it comes out this week on Friday. Yeah.
Not interested. So I don't find John Cena like engaging as an actor at all. I think he's horrible as an actor.
Whatever the Cock Blockers movie, he was fun in, but
he was fine. But I don't know. Like, I don't know. There's just something about him that I just don't find him believable at all when he's trying to act. So, but yeah.
All right. Well, what about the Star Wars shows? Third season of Mandalorian, Obi-Wan, and Andor, I believe, are all supposed to be this year.
Let's go, Obi-Wan.
Mando, 100%. Yep.
Mando, if you can give me a good third season, I mean, is Grogu in it? Is he not? Is that going to hurt your show or is not? Yep. I mean, like, can you recover without him? I don't know. Obi-Wan, I'm pumped for. Andor, I never wanted this show.
Sure.
I'm hoping they give me a reason to like it.
Sure. I definitely agree with you on that. So we've already talked about Peacemaker. You're not interested in it. I'll probably watch it at some point. But you know what? Honestly, it'll probably depend on the reviews. If everybody says it's fun and enjoyable, I might give it a shot. But if it gets bad reviews, I'll probably be like, yeah, I probably expected it to be a waste of my time. We got to wait till June for more of The Boys, but I'm excited about The Boys this year. I've really enjoyed the first two seasons of that. I'm sure this season, from the few things I've read so far about the storylines they're doing, I'm sure it's going to be completely fucked up and ridiculous. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
In September, we're getting Amazon's Lord of the Rings show. You going to give that a shot?
Who knows?
Okay. But you're not excited about it?
No. I got enough Lord of the Rings out of Peter Jackson. I don't need more.
Understandable. But. Well, if it's good, again,
it's good. Maybe I'll watch it. Like, but I don't have a desire to go back.
Sure. So. Well, and I mean, like, it's like a prequel. It's like, you know, thousands of years before the Lord of the Rings. Like, so it's kind of, I think they're pulling some stuff from the Silmarillion, but kind of also doing just kind of their own thing. Or I think there was some kind of Book of the Elves type situation that was written or something that they're pulling from also. So. I don't know. The one picture we've seen so far looks cool. I'll probably give it a shot just because I do like Lord of the Rings, but I'm not like super excited about it. At some point this year, there's a couple of other shows that I'm interested in. There's the Halo series that's coming. Did you have it? You think you're going to watch that?
I had Paramount Plus probably, but I don't. So I'd probably. Oh, okay. Speaking of which, there's a movie on there. I think I mentioned it the last time we were recording. There's a movie called The Commando that's coming out on Paramount Plus. It's Mickey Rourke versus... Oh, no, we were playing Halo. That's what it was. It's Mickey Rourke is like some drug dealer or something who gets out of jail in his house that he owned before he went to jail. He hid $3 million in it or something.
Oh.
And Michael J. White and his family live there. But Michael J. White is like... a badass like special forces dude, and his daughter finds the money and then she starts partying with it but then gets taken, so it's kind of like Commando meets Taken. It looks like it's a bad B movie, but I'm like, this would totally rock if it was like this looks like an 80s B action film, and like it would completely be fun. But yeah, it just came out and I think it's on Paramount Plus.
I'll have to look into that. Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. The Fresh Prince reboot. They just dropped a trailer this week. No interest in it.
No.
I think I'm going to watch it. It looks interesting. It definitely looks different. Obviously a very dramatic version, but I think I'm going to give it a go. I think I got enough emotion from the trailer that I want to see what the show looks like. We'll see. Willow, we're getting a Willow TV show. You have any interest in that?
When I was 10.
Oh, okay. I mean, I loved Willow when I was growing up too. Warwick Davis is back, so.
What's what it about
How
be?
I Met Your Father? We were both What's big How on? I Met Your Mother fans.
Wait.
Yeah.
What's Willow going to be on?
Disney Plus.
Oh, good point. Okay. Yeah, I'll probably watch it then.
It's a Disney production. I actually
have Disney Plus.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. We both were big fans of How I Met Your Mother overall. Not necessarily everything. But How I Met Your Father. Are you gonna give this show a go?
No.
No? Okay.
Not interested at all.
Yeah, I might give the pilot a shot to see, like...
Isn't it, like, somebody famous, though?
Hilary Duff.
Oh. It'd be more fun if it was Mandy Moore.
Wait, is it Mandy Moore? No.
You're right. It is Hilary Duff.
Am I right? Okay.
But Mandy Moore was the girl in the hot tub.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah.
I'd have more fun watching her go do How I Met Your Father than, I don't know.
Yeah, that could have been fun. I'm just thinking about her now on This Is Us. I had never really put that connection together of like her This Is Us character and her hot tub.
Wasn't she also in Scrubs? Like, wasn't she like some crazy person in Scrubs, like a girlfriend or something?
That sounds right. I didn't watch enough Scrubs. Like, I watched Scrubs when it was like on reruns and whatnot, but I never like religiously watched the show.
That's a show that I feel like I could sit down and I don't know if I can dedicate that much time to a show ever again, but like kind of like how I watch Friends or How I Met Your Mother. Like, I'd love to watch The Office. I enjoyed The Office, the few episodes I've watched of that. So like, I'd like to go through Scrubs and The Office and get all the way through those, but.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the American Office, so but Scrubs, I could see doing something on that. I am 9 episodes into season 2 of Melrose Place.
I thought you were going to say Buffy, because you're only like 10 years behind on that.
No, Buffy, I'm literally on the episode where her mother died. That was the last episode I watched. I just couldn't bring myself.
One of the best ones they ever made. So I can't fault you for stopping there, but
I was just so emotionally traumatized by that episode. And here's the fucked up thing about that. You've told me for 10 years before I watched it, what happened. Like, I knew that her mom was going to die. I knew how her mom was going to die. And I knew why they weren't going to be able to save her mother. I knew all of this. When I watched the episode and I was like, oh, is this when this is going to happen? Oh, it did. Like, wow. So, you know what? I take that back. I think I did watch the one episode after her mother died, because I got the explanation for why they could. Because her mother dies at the very end of an episode.
No. It's at the very, like, Buffy walks in.
Oh, but I literally think it's the cliffhanger of an episode. She walks in and finds her mother dead, and then the episode's over, because I think I watched the next episode.
The body. The body is the episode you're talking about. Yes. Yeah. You're absolutely right. She dies at the end of it. Like, she walks in and finds her mother dead that way.
Yeah. So I did watch the one episode after that, and like that, like I said, even though I knew that it happened, like, that next episode, the body, like, the emotional, like, turmoil that I went through as a viewer in that episode, even knowing it, I don't know why I've never been able to go and watch anymore. I think I was just really emotionally scarred by that episode. I do want to finish it, and maybe that'll be my New Year's resolution next year, because I've got 6 seasons of Melrose Place to get through this year. Are the dogs wandering around?
It's Thor.
Oh, right on. Well, it's not a Shane Talks episode without a dog sighting.
Wait, you gotta come up here. Come here.
Get on camera, here. Doggy.
Up here. Come here. This is my good boy.
There's a dog sighting on the episode. Nice. Yeah. So yeah. All right. Well, that was a lot of good. Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff coming out in 2022 to look forward to, but at the same time, like, not as much as I would normally expect in a year.
Yeah, Omicron, who knows? They could have, they might still have a ton of stuff that's just sitting in freaking cans that they're going to throw at us.
That is extremely possible too. And that could be, like I said, when I went through like IMDb's list of everything that's scheduled to come out this year, there's a bunch of stuff that I haven't heard of that's supposedly coming out this year. So I'm sure there's some stuff that I missed. But like I said, for this list, I just wanted to do the stuff that I knew we would have feelings about talking about.
Did the Tender Bar, did that come out in theaters here?
Yes. It played at Keystone. And then like the one chance, the one night that I had planned on going, I ended up deciding against it. And then like a day or two later, I tested positive for COVID. So I did not have the chance to go out in public and see it. So I was extremely happy to watch it today at home on Amazon. But yeah, I want to say, so it came out 5 days ago. The 7th is when it came out on Amazon. I want to say it was the week before. It must have had like a week or two run in theaters before Amazon Prime. Because it was sometime around between Christmas and New Year's that I was looking to go see it. So yeah, word. Have you watched anything else recently that we haven't talked about that you want to bring up?
Did we talk about American Underdog the last time I was on here?
No, I think we did. No, maybe we couldn't have. The last episode was back around Christmas, or it was on New Year's Eve, and you didn't go. You didn't go
until on New Year's Day.
You went there. You go. Day. So yeah, so. No, we have not talked about it. How do you feel about American Underdog?
Good movie. Solid movie all the way around. Zachary Levi. Isn't that Levi, what his name
yep.
is?
Yep.
Zachary Levi. He, I knew a little bit. I knew like the bare bones of the story of Kurt Warner, but, for them to give you a little bit more insight, and Anna Paquin's in it and plays his wife, and she's awesome.
Nice.
It's not a great movie, but it's well done, and it's a feel-good movie for the most part. Sure. So I really enjoyed it. I recommend it if you find the time to see it. So, but don't go out of your way to go see it or anything. It's just good enough while you're watching it. So,
or it's a biopic, so I'll probably avoid it. So, word.
Sing 2 was the only other thing that I saw kind of recently, and I can't remember if I saw that before or after our last episode.
I think you. I think you talked about that on the last episode.
Okay.
So yeah. Well, word. Well, welcome to 2022, brother. We have our resolutions that we're going to try to do. Who knows? We'll probably do an episode next week. Don't know what the topic will be or who we're going to reach out to and see what kind of guests we can get on here. But yeah, we're going to try to do some better quality episodes in 2022, and I'm looking forward to what we have to offer. All right. So thank you guys for listening. We will be back next week. Peace.
Bye.